Idaho is getting ready for its third year of using a health exchange under the Affordable Care Act. Meanwhile, insurance companies are still adapting to the new system. This month, those companies announced some proposed rate increases for insurance policies for next year. The Associated Press reported last week that Blue Cross of Idaho has asked for the most rate hikes. Josh Jordan is the manager of corporate communications with Blue Cross of Idaho, and he says the average rate increase for individual Blue Cross plans in 2016 is 24%. Last year, the price hike was just 9%. So our Samantha Wright sat down with Jordan and asked him what is driving the rates up.
It's difficult to pinpoint any one thing exactly, but really I think what we're seeing is that the market is trying to adjust to new regulations and those sorts of things based on the Affordable Care Act. And so what we're seeing is in that market, more people have access to health insurance. More people have health insurance in the individual market in Idaho than have ever had it before. So that's a really good thing. And those people have tended to have a higher utilization maybe than our existing or previously insured members or that we were anticipating. This isn't, you know, a Blue Cross of Idaho thing or even an Idaho thing. So in Idaho, all of the carriers are asking for an increase this year, and across the nation, Idaho actually is nowhere near the top. You're seeing rates across the nation in the 30 to 40, even 50% increase range.
So is it safe to say that these are folks who may not have had insurance before or haven't had insurance for a while, and they're getting insurance and they're using it, and that means that they're using services and the services cost money to them and to you?
That's a very good way to say that. You know, so it's a good thing. These people have access to coverage that maybe they didn't have before. And I think the high utilization, the use of services that we're seeing shows that they needed it.
So does that mean once these folks start getting these services and things like mammograms and checkups and that sort of thing, is that going to sort of settle out and folks will get into a groove like people who've been on health insurance for a while and the rates will go down?
Well, hopefully that would be a really good thing, and I think there's some anticipation that you will see that. I don't know about going down, but maybe the spikes won't be quite as high. You know, the Affordable Care Act really addressed health care reform by increasing access, so it provided people access to health insurance and health care coverage that didn't have it before, and then also increased some of the services that health insurers needed to cover on their plans. One thing that it has not addressed is the underlying causes of these increased utilization, things like health and wellness. Why is it that people are needing more and more services? And then it's also not addressing anything about cost. And those are things that the industry, the healthcare industry, is going to have to deal with going forward, continues to deal with now.
Give us an example of what you're collecting on average on an individual premium compared to what you're paying out in claims each month. I'm guessing there's a little bit of a problem there.
Indeed, and that's why we need to have this increase. And so for this annual market right now in the individual line of business, for every dollar that we're bringing in premiums, we're paying roughly $1.08 out in claims. So obviously if you're a person, a company, or a country, spending more money than you take in is going to lead to some financial problems.
Now, are you worried that this request for higher prices might push some people off of the exchange and off of health insurance?
Of course, that's a worry. Our hope would be, you know, there are a variety of ways through the federal government, through Your Health Idaho, that people can get subsidies to help them pay for this. But cost is always a concern. We understand that, and people have to make the right decisions for them. We do everything that we can to keep it to the lowest price possible.
And would it help if Idaho got more people on Your Health Idaho's exchange to keep policy prices down? Would more people in the pool help you guys out?
In general, the more people that you see in a pool, the more you're able to spread some of that out, some of the utilization out. People that use less will end up spending less, and then therefore that pool will end up flattening out, and it would help, yes. So if the people that are getting the insurance coverage now are the people that absolutely need services, as opposed to people that are getting it because it's the right idea to have that protection or in case something did happen, yeah, I think it would help keep costs a little bit down.
And that is Josh Jordan of Blue Cross of Idaho with our Samantha Wright. Any increase in insurance rates must be approved by Idaho's Department of Insurance. Currently, Blue Cross of Idaho has nearly 50,000 people enrolled in coverage plans from the Idaho Health Care Exchange. Blue Cross serves more than 89,000 people with plans both on and off the exchange.